KSRN News. I'm John Scott.
The investigation is underway on why an Army veteran from Texas plowed into a crowd of people this morning in New Orleans, killing 10 and injuring more than 30. Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
As I mentioned, this investigation is ongoing, and the FBI remains the lead in the investigation. It is an active crime scene as well. We are committed, no doubt, to uncovering all details surrounding this tragedy.
The suspect, who engaged police in gunfire after the attack, was killed, identified as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar. The FBI is looking into whether other people may have been involved. The incident led to a one-day postponement of the Sugar Bowl playoff game that had drawn tens of thousands of fans to the city. That game will now be played on Thursday. Also at SRNNews.com, an international team of investigators, including representatives of the U.S. and Boeing, have examined the site of a deadly plane crash in South Korea. BBC correspondent Jill McKenzie.
The answers to what caused this flight to land on the runway at speed without its wheels down are buried in the two flight recording devices. One has been so damaged, though, that investigators here can't extract the information. They're hoping experts in the US might be able to, but they have managed to retrieve data from the cockpit voice recorder and should be able to process that in the coming days. The victims' families have visited the crash site for the first time to attend a memorial service. Some lay fruit at the scene, as is a New Year's tradition here. Others left letters to their loved ones.
All but two of the 181 people aboard that 737 Boeing died in the crash. This is SRN News. Catholics are assuming important roles in the federal government.
America is a mostly Protestant nation, and while Catholics are a big slice of the population, 23%, they are dwarfed by the roughly 50% who are Protestants. But President Trump, whose two election victories were fueled by evangelicals, has selected a lot of Catholics for his cabinet. Vice President J.D. Vance is also a Catholic, as are seven of the nine Supreme Court justices. A majority of Catholics cast their ballots for Mr. Trump in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been a decade since six South Koreans were detained in North Korea, but there is still no word on whether they're alive. Three of them are Christian missionaries, and the rest are North Korean defectors. The missionaries, who had been involved in covert work to spread Christianity in the North, were all sentenced to hard labor for life after being convicted of plotting to overthrow the North Korean government. This is SRN News. On the international front, the influence of former colonial power France is continuing to fade in West Africa. Ivory Coast is now the latest country to order French troops out.
It falls in line with the current wave of anti-French sentiments that is flowing around the continent, especially in West Africa. On the part of Senegal, when Diomaye Faye came to power, basically himself and the prime minister, they were campaigning on the basis of ensuring that ties with the former colonial power is limited, if not fully severed. For Ivory Coast, with the election coming up, there are expectations that the government wants to see itself as being independent of any form of dependence on the former colonial power.
The BBC's Chris DeWaka. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.